Demons have no power over man. The first statement. The second one. Demons could act inside a man and upon the man only to the extent that he gives him his hand. It means when someone does good and bad things, and everything becomes clear. Antonio the Great writes, God is good, and he acts only good things. And then he says, if a man lives according to commandments and in humility, he connects himself to God's Spirit. If he opposes God's commandments, he connects to... Do you hear that? He connects to the spirit of evil, the spirit of demons. That is the case. Isaac Siren writes directly, not a single beast, then he enumerates, animals, people, beasts, not a single beast can touch a man without God's admission. But God's admission happens only in case a man connects to evil, acts evil things. When he says, hello, Mr. Demon, we are friends with you. In this case, yeah, sure, he starts acting. That is the only case. Demon has no power. With Christ's advent, he doesn't have any power. He is defeated. But we can give him our hand, and only in this case he starts acting. But in the Apocalypse it's written, the time will come when he is freed. When he, the demon, the devil, will be freed, and in this case, it's going to be horror. Why is it going to be freed? Because people eventually will live in evil life. There will be no belief. I'm speaking not about outer facets of belief, but here we can write that we believe. Only in this case devil will go out. Then Antichrist will declare himself God. Everyone will admit him. It's written he will sit in the God's house. He will be considered Christ. He will be considered God. That's what will happen. And then the people will admit him. Then people will be in his full power. But currently, nowadays, no, he has no power. There would not be saints. There will not be martyrs. Listen, only to the extent that we give him our hand. That is why we have to try not to give him our hand. We have to follow what we started talking about this. We have to follow our conscience.